Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we do have a guest with us this morning, Brianna Marie Lowry, local nurse. She's also from Jessup, works at St. Joe's Center, but she is now an RN, and she's on deployment, as they call it, with Crucial Staffing, working in New York City to assist the healthcare workers battling COVID-19. So, Brianna Marie Lowry, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Brianna, how long are you in New York City? How long have you been working there now?
I believe it's been 11 days. It's 11 long days.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
So tell us what your experience is like. What are the work conditions, the living conditions? Just give us the big picture here.
So with the relief company that we're with, we are to do 21 days straight of 12-hour shifts.
That's grueling.
Yes, so it's very long. We leave, fortunately, I'm on day shift, so we leave at 7 a.m. and we don't get back until 10 p.m.
Oof.
So it's wake up, eat, get your coffee, run to the bus, get there, and then you're in for a very long day. What's that?
I was just going to say, talk a little bit about that last, I think it was yesterday, where you had posted about how serious the situation is there.
Yes. So it's very hard to watch, obviously I haven't worked with these people very long, but to watch, you pray and you want these patients to be able to do well, and unfortunately that hasn't been happening as frequently as we would like. And I just wish people would take it more seriously. They're out and they're still, going to parties and meeting with people out, outside of their homes. And it's just, I don't feel like people are taking it as seriously as they should. And being on the, medical aspect, it's really frustrating because I'm seeing people, we're trying to revive these people, we're trying to save these people, and it's really hard because that doesn't always happen.
Because people are quarantined or, limiting contact, I know you're saying, there are those who are not, they're so disconnected from what is going on what we're calling the front line. So if you can just tell us about the situation there. Are you working with COVID patients right now?
I am, yes. I'm currently working in a PICU. And a lot of patients are rule out COVID. So even if we're not, they're not diagnosed with COVID just yet, we're still treating them as if they are.
Well, what does that treatment consist of? If it's not a definite diagnosis, well, what do you do for them?
So as far as treating them as they are, it's to protect us and, the next patient that we're going to go into, because we don't want to expose ourselves and then expose, a patient who may be negative. So treating them as if they are is what I mean is isolation, to make sure that we're not spreading this to another patient who doesn't have the virus. A lot of patients who do have the virus are requiring, high flows of oxygen, ventilators, CPAPs. So a lot of these patients do need, to be in the hospital for these things. And a lot, even the medical the medical surgical floors where, you know, doctors aren't used to treating certain things. I'm in a PICU right now, and these doctors are taking care of patients up to 40 years old, and I'm sure that they weren't expecting that, but right now it's just everybody, it's like all hands on deck, and they're just doing their best they can to take care of as many patients as they can. You know, the PICU turned into basically up to an adult ICU with children in it as well. So everyone's just trying to work together and trying to be understanding to help as many people as possible.
Tell us about your decision to go there, because when you talk about 12-hour days, 21 days straight, it seems to many people to be a, you know, very tough situation. So what was your thinking going into this?
My thinking was that I couldn't imagine being a nurse and working how these nurses here are working and not having anybody helping. You know, I would just hope that if, you know, Scranton got as bad as it was here, which I'm praying it doesn't, but if it did, that, you know, nurses would come and help relieve us, because there's, and, you know, and it's not just the long hours, but a lot of these nurses, you know, got sick, and a lot of people got the virus. You know, I worked with a nurse a couple of days ago, and she was asking how my family responded to me going, and obviously my mom was, you know, very upset and didn't want me to go, and then once, you know, she realized that I was going no matter what, she was supportive of my decision, even though she was worried and upset. And that nurse had told me that she just lost her husband 2 weeks prior to the virus. And it's just, you know, these nurses are losing coworkers, are losing their family members. You know, a lot of them are getting sick, and, you know, there are some that are recovering, which is great. But I just couldn't imagine the entire aspect of everything that they're going through. And I just felt that they needed help, and they do.
Mm-hmm. We've heard a lot of us have become familiar with some of the vernacular PPE, personal protective equipment. How's the availability of that?
So I'm very fortunate on the unit that I'm in. We have had everything. Yesterday, we did run out of some things. Like, we didn't have the protective booties, which is what goes over your shoes. We didn't have hairnets, which cover your head. I did bring some of my own supplies with me. So it is scary to see what's going to happen in the future, because I don't know how supplies are going to work, and you know, there's other floors where I'm getting on the bus, and, you know, people that came here with me with this company are saying that, you know, they didn't have gowns, or they were expected to, you know, wear a gown multiple times, and that's just not how PPE is supposed to be used. But in a crisis situation, we're just doing the best that we possibly can.
We have heard, and this is one of the things you had talked about on your social media account as well, and that is that some people are saying, oh, what's happening there is overhyped. It's media hype. It's not really that bad. What would you say to anybody who says that?
It's probably worse than the media. And this is where I'll probably get emotional, because it's hard to see. I promise you there's certain things that you'll just never forget that you've seen. You know, doctors doing multiple rounds on CPR on a patient trying to save these people. And for someone to say that it's not as bad, or it's the media hyping it, is completely ignorant if you're not living through it, if you don't have a medical background, if you haven't seen it with your own eyes, because it's exhausting. And, you know, we're here just trying to save these people, and people who aren't taking this seriously is just... I just feel like that's disrespectful to those who, you know, are trying to help the problem.
You've mentioned now on the other side, obviously, you know about the love and the outpouring of support you're getting, obviously, from not just the people in New York, but from people all over the country. It is moving, and you mentioned this as well, when you hear the cheer of the New Yorkers. Is that still happening when you're reporting for work or leaving your shift?
Yes. So I'm actually on a strange shift. I'm 8 to 8:30 here. Everyone else in the other hospitals are 7 to 7:30. So I don't think the New Yorkers realize my time, but for the 7 o'clock, yes, they're cheering. And the fire department is showing up at, you know, some of the hospitals, and they're thanking them. And, you know, firefighters even said, like, you know, you've been here for us for 9/11, and we're going to be here for you. It's just really great to have the support, because it is. It's exhausting. We're tired. But we go back every day and do it all over again, because it's who we are. It's what we do.
You're making such a difference. Brianna Marie Lowry, thank you so much for taking the time out. You've got such little downtime, and we appreciate you spreading the word. If you want to just give a message to others, you talked about how important it is for them to follow social distancing guidelines. If you want to just reiterate what you think people should be doing.
Absolutely. I know it's hard not seeing family members and loved ones and friends and being lonely and feeling like you're caged in your house. But I promise you, it's so much better than your loved one that, you know, has an underlying condition that wouldn't be able to survive COVID. You know, if you did get it and you didn't have symptoms, or you had mild symptoms and you passed it along to this family member, these people are dying alone in the hospital because we're not allowed to let family members in. You know, I mean, we're there with them, but as far as a loved one, and it's just something that I just don't want to see people go through, and to just be safe and to stay with social distancing and to not go shopping every single day just because you're bored, and to wash your hands and to protect yourself.
Brianna, thank you so much. A big thank you for all you're doing. It's really just amazing that there are so many people like you who are helping out.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.